Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy. On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text to share what you got into over the weekend. We had the long three-day weekend. 617-655-1234. Kennedy, I mentioned to you guys on Friday that we were going to take a family golf lesson.
Just
me, Lan, and Barrett.
Bad idea, but you do you.
And I got to tell you, we ended up having the best time.
You did?
Yes.
I'm glad.
It was just fantastic. This is maybe, for me, maybe the third or fourth lesson in my life I've ever taken. Maybe the second or third for Lana. And first of all, the woman just absolutely was so good, Kennedy.
I'm glad.
It just makes it so much more enjoyable when you kind of hit the ball occasionally better than,
of course it does.
Than you did.
You can feel it in your whole body.
Oh,
when you connect
gosh.
Properly.
And yeah, when you're not walking around the woods cursing, the game is more enjoyable.
And then, so after we had our lesson, we ended up practicing a little more after, and we actually went and played some golf. And Lana got her first birdie ever. On like a 200-yard par 3. She drove the ball like 185 yards straight down the middle, right off the fringe, about 15 feet from the flag, putted it in and got her birdie. And I mean, just, she is hooked.
Oh, I'm so happy.
She is hooked.
I love that you guys have something to do as a fam.
And then Barrett and his friend played, and I ended up jumping on with them. We played 9 holes, and I shot like the best 9 holes of golf I had ever shot. In my
so a
life.
Lesson does you good.
It's wild.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Have somebody help
when you.
You
have somebody that knows what they're doing that could kind of help.
What a shocking turn of events.
It's really strange, right? I don't know why we waited so long to do this, but it was just fun. It was fun
good.
For the family to kind of all be there together.
I'm glad.
Although now when we're on the course, we're like, remember what she said? You're doing this, you're doing that. And
see,
eventually
and there
we're
you
all
go.
Like, shut up, I know.
Yeah, you guys need to put some rules into play.
You're leaning play. Left. You should be leaning right. Don't do that with your hips. Anyway.
I get to a lot.
Maggie from Foxborough, good morning.
Good morning.
Listen to what Maggie did for the long weekend.
Yeah, so it actually timing worked out perfectly. I had to run over to Sweden to see my grandma and take her to some doctor's appointments. And at the same time, my boyfriend over there took his entrance exam to medical school. So it was really great getting.
I'm sorry. You just ran over to Sweden.
Yeah, you say it like it's Walpole.
Yeah. Yeah. Thankfully, the flight wasn't too bad. You know, we got off on time and went over there on Thursday and just came back yesterday.
I just love it when I just have to pop over to Sweden.
Right.
Well, Grammy needs to go to the doctor.
I hope everybody's okay.
Yeah, definitely. You know, had a little bit of health issues with my grandma,
yeah.
So had to get her to the doctor. And it was the timing worked perfectly.
So
most people are like bothered that they got to, as you say,
know,
drive to
right.
Walpole to
I
go
got
get grandma.
Stuck in the
no,
traffic.
I gotta go on ahead and get over to yeah.
So is it your hope with your boyfriend? Do you think at some point maybe you'll move there or will he move here?
Not sure. So he's currently doing some research at Harvard right now. He's hoping to go to medical school over there, back over there. He did his undergrad degree over in Stockholm, so he's trying to, you know, get back into
wow.
the medical program.
Is his dad single? just head on a swivel for
he
a friend
is not,
of mine.
Unfortunately.
Okay, just asking questions.
But it was a super fun time.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. We appreciate that. Wow. Was not expecting that one. Maggie from Foxborough going to Sweden. Let's see. B-Side from Gloucester. Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning. Hi.
You went to a dance class with a reality TV star. Who was it?
Whitney Way Thor from My Big Fat Fabulous Life.
Okay. Was that, she just showed up or you knew it was happening?
I knew it was happening. She posted like on her Instagram that she was hosting a body confidence dance class on Thursday and Friday night at a dance studio in Gloucester because she is now a masshole. And she on her show, she moved from Greensboro, North Carolina up here. She signed a lease and she is now a Massachusetts resident. And so she's holding classes up here or holding a couple of workshops and stuff like that. And there was a great amount of people. It was so good to see the studio full. I haven't been there in almost 3 years, so it was good to see the owner again and everything like that. So awesome. It was awesome.
What is the woman's name again?
Whitney Way Thor.
All right, have to look her up. All right, thank you for that, P-Side. We appreciate that. Hope you have a great week. It's a short week, by the way, just to remind everybody. real quick, I don't have a name here, but somebody was supposed to go to Lainey Wilson. Good morning.
Morning, it's Heather from Ashby.
Hey, Heather. So what happened? You didn't make it to the show?
Hey, no, my car broke down, and we were 26 minutes away from the concert, and my car broke down.
Oh,
and,
no, bro.
Yeah, so my daughter, who got oral surgery done Friday, did not end up going, so I was going to bring my grandson, and he was really upset that we didn't end up going. He's like, we can still make it. I'm like, no, buddy, we really can't.
Oh, honey, so, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't get the protect my ticket thing, and I'm out a little over $400, but, you know, lesson learned.
Oh, wow. That's brutal.
What ended up being wrong with the car?
I don't know. My mechanic still hasn't looked at it. My oil light was flashing. I had oil in it. I don't know if it's a sensor or what, but it ended up rumbling and then kind of smoking, and I was near like a gas pump, and I was like, I'm not messing with it no more. I'm just leaving it alone and having it towed.
That's brutal.
Oh, honey, I'm
that
so
sucks,
sorry.
Heather.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
so
hopefully,
that was
this
my weekend.
This week will be better, okay?
I hope so. Have a good one, guys.
Bye,
all
man.
Right. Bye, Heather. Real quick, too, I had mentioned this a little while ago. There was somebody who texted in and said they got kicked out of the fair over the weekend.
Yeah.
Well, Dan has been working feverishly behind the scenes, and we will have that person coming up next on the show.
Okay.
The story is wild.
Let's get it.
It's not going to be what you're thinking. I can guarantee
really?
That.
Next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.